morning, everyone. I am going to chair the meeting today for a few minutes. According to the NA rules, when the chairperson is not around, the committee secretary has to elect an acting chairperson, and then that acting chairperson has the full powers as the chairperson for that meeting. Madam Mafu is away with an official visit to Nairobi. So I would love to get a nomination for a chairperson, Mr. Khoral.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. I nominate Nana Kawash to act on this meeting.
Thank you. Seconder? This has been seconded. Any objections? Thank you. Madam Nana Kawash, you can take a seat. Thank you, Acting Chair, and thank you, members of the committee, and good morning, and our guests. Thank you for the opportunity that has been given to me to chair this portfolio committee meeting. You all members are welcome to this meeting, and the Auditor General's Office and the Department of Human Settlements, you are all welcome, and our guests from different organizations that they normally come to observe our meetings, you are all welcome. In our agenda today, we have one item. It's a briefing by the Auditor General on the annual performance plan of 2014-2015 and 2015-2016, and the Department of Human Settlement. I'll hand over. I'm not sure whether the department would like to start by direct to the AG. We just want to alert the members that the presentation is in your in front of your seats. It's in a color printed document, because we don't have the projector in this boardroom. Yes, we'll be using. They are going to take us through, and we'll be using the document that you circulated to us. Is there anything that the members would like to raise? I see a hand from the department. From the members' side, are we satisfied? Yes. Yes, CFO.
Thank you, Chief. Just an apology from the acting DG. He is going to join us shortly.
Any further? Maybe let me start with the second, the formal apologies that we have received. The first one came from the Mr. Sithole, who is attending a public works portfolio committee today. Honorable Member Gata is going to join us shortly, and the member was already apologized for Chair Otano. Any other member? No, I think those are the formal apologies we have received. I'm handing over to the AGs. Thank you. Can you introduce yourself and then the colleagues, then proceed.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Firstly, good morning, Madam Chairperson, Honourable Members, colleagues. Well, I'd like to actually thank you for giving us this opportunity to brief yourself and the committee on our findings and just general concerns we've noted during our interim review on the annual performance plan. But before I begin, I would also like to introduce myself to the committee members who haven't met me yet. My name is Marisha Raghunathan. I'm taking over from Andre Pacheco. I'll be the senior manager for the interim for a few months. perspective on the human settlement, the national department and the sector as well. That'll be your first point of reference. I'd also like to introduce to you our business executive, Courtney Meiber. She will be taking over from Lawrence van Sieren. I'm sure you all remember him from the previous meetings. She is now heading up our national agent and all the ministerial portfolios therein. Thank you. Honourable Chairperson, to take you through the presentation today, the purpose of the presentation is to raise our audit findings and our concerns on the 2014-15 annual performance plan and then the 2015-16 draft annual performance plan that we had the opportunity to review. This is obviously to give the committee some oversight and information to perform their oversight responsibilities. Honourable Chairperson, about 3 years or so ago, the Office of the Auditor General took on an initiative to perform early reviews on final draft ACPs and annual performance plans for the year coming before they were tabled in Parliament and before the actual year in question started. This was just to assist the department to, you know, ensure compliance, raise any concerns, any recommendations we had, give the department an opportunity to make corrections prior to tabling of the annual performance plan. This is also an initiative to ensure more accurate reporting. If obviously your annual performance plan is in compliance with the National Treasury Framework, we can ensure more reliable reporting thereof. To give you some background, on the 2014-15 annual performance plan, the draft then would have been reviewed by our office in January 2014. This was obviously before it should be tabled in March. And then last year, obviously, with the elections, we had a little bit of a difference or an extension because of the elections. Departments were allowed to retable another annual performance plan in May. The issue or the concern that was noted from our office was that the department did not submit any draft to our office for review and table the documents without our prior review. The negative impact on that is that we did not have an opportunity to review it, and therefore any findings that we have will actually stand and form part of our opinion for this year. So unfortunately, the department would not have had the opportunity to correct them had they submitted the documents on time. So for the 2014-15 review that we have performed now in the interim, bear in mind this is not a final review for the year. Concerns that were noted, you can see the 2 points there. One was the inconsistencies between the plan indicators and targets in your ACP and the indicators and targets reported in the quarterly performance report. The reason why I want to highlight this, Honourable Chairperson, in the 2013-14 financial year, we placed an opinion on the usefulness of the annual performance plan. That opinion was qualified. One of the qualification areas was due to inconsistencies between planned information and reported information. So the reason why I want to highlight this is obviously the department is in preparation of the annual report, and I suggest, well, my recommendation would be that we take this into consideration when producing our annual report to make sure that all planned indicators and targets are actually reported in the final annual report in order to avoid that glorification happening again this year. The second item that we noted was that our technical indicator description. These are the descriptions that support your indicator. Those are not always compliant with National Treasury's framework. So for example, Treasury's framework would say there need to be certain criteria that need to be met. For example, on your indicator, you need to identify what's your source or what's your method of calculation, and in some instances, this is not completed. Now, the impact of that is if you do not know how you're going to, for example, calculate or what is the source document for your indicator, how are you going to measure this, how are you going to calculate it, you cannot accurately report against it. So this was the concern raised, and the reason why I highlight this again was because in the prior year there was a qualification again made on the measurability of our targets. So at this stage we cannot give you a final assessment of materiality or if these items are material, but I would strongly suggest that the department does look into it before the final annual report is produced. Okay, Honourable Chairperson, to the next slide. The brighter slides would be able to clearly show them, but we're on the slide on the 2015-16 draft annual performance plan. The department dismissed the draft annual performance plan to review in about, I think it was February or so. Again, the concerns that we noted were inconsistencies. And in this case, it was between the indicators and targets in your ACP and the indicators and the indicators thus far in the strategic plan. Management did make some of our recommendations, but they did not correct all instances that we noted. This will obviously have an impact on the final review and the final testing and obviously the opinion thereof. So I would suggest then that if there is a new document to be tabled, that these recommendations are taken into account. Again, we noted that they were non-compliance with the technical indicator descriptions. And in some instances, we found that they were the same indicator description used for different indicators. So these technical indicator descriptions were just repeated across the document. And in most instances, they do not really tie to the indicators at hand. And then once more for the 15-16 ACP, we also noted that there are a number of planned targets that do not meet the SMART criteria as required by National Treasury Framework. Over the page, Honourable Chairperson, the root causes that we want to highlight for what we perceive to be the issues that on the draft annual performance plan, we see that there are a number of repeat findings recurring from prior years. And I think at this stage, we can safely say it's probably a lack of understanding on the framework, and a lack of implementation and compliance thereof. We were aware that there was a vacancy in the DDG strategy and planning position, and it comes to attention that it has been filled on the 1st of April, and we hope that the DDG will then have a positive impact on the way forward. Another, I suppose, root cause that affected, I would say, the whole process was that the draft ACP was not submitted on time. It did not give us a fair chance to perform an adequate review. The agreed-upon time frame was the 20th of January. The document only came well into February. It does not really give us sufficient time to review, provide accurate recommendations, and for management to correct them before the document is settled in Parliament. There's another initiative as well from National Treasury and the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation, whereby they allow departments to submit their draft annual performance plans to them for consultation as well. First draft was due in August, and I know the second draft was due in November. The department as well did not submit to those entities as well. So, I mean, those could have been external bodies as well assisting ensuring compliance with the framework. And something that we also should take heed of and ensure compliance thereon. Our National A business unit also looks over the sector for human settlements. And in terms of our provincial APPs, I'm over the page now with the reviews conducted on the provincial and performance plans. The theme or the concern that was noted across from all the provinces in our sector, these are concerns that are the general concerns that for us right now is probably the most significant. Firstly, final draft APPs were submitted too late for the AG to review, or in some instances not submitted at all for our review, and since straight tabling. Our others really can't really make any recommendations thereon. And then also technical indicator descriptions not always submitted for plan. Very difficult to understand an indicator without a description attached to it. In some instances, we also found that there's pushback from provincial departments to allow the AGFA to assist in the early review. And this is something that I would also like to stress to the committee as well. This is not a formal audit. It's actually there to assist the department. So it's more going in to help. And it shouldn't be seen as I'm coming in to audit you and give you negative criticism. It's actually a review process just to help. The extra set of eyes looking at the document before it's able. And I would really hope that message could carry it across to the provinces as well. It's actually quite vital and important that we all sort of work together to get this on the road. Honourable Chairperson, the last slide and the last topic I do want to cover today is over the page, the review conducted on the provincial APPs and also to do with the staff APP. On our customized indicators, and what I want to do first is just give some background on what a customized indicator really is. We all can go back to the National Development Plan, the NDP, and for human development by 2050, we want to envision you know, measurable progress towards breaking social patterns and offering majority of Africans access to adequate housing. So that is our goal for human settlement, etc. Where that now falls us to, or how does the department go about to ensure that by 2030 we actually meet this goal, that's been carried down to your medium-term strategic framework. And it splits up into three goals. So in order, those goals are just there to help us actually achieve our vision of sustainable human settlement. Those three outcomes in your MPSF are then split down into your actions, which then come to your indicators. So that's just a very high-level overview of where we actually get these customized indicators. And I'll get to my point now. So what a customized indicator is, it's an indicator that shows consistent service delivery by all provinces. So what it does is that it ensures that all provinces report on the same thing, so as a sector, we can actually show how we are achieving the bigger picture. So in our instance, for example, human settlement, say we need to build 10,000 houses, we as an entire sector, national department, all the provinces sit down, we develop an indicator that says we'll build X number of houses, and everybody includes that in their ABP. So everybody at the end of the year can report on maybe if I was saying 1,000 houses, or 2,000 houses, we can put it all together and say every single year by 2030, this is how we achieve our goal. Just very, very, please stop me. In the 14-15 year, the National Department, actually, they very successfully, they developed these customized indicators for the year, and this is normally done in consultation with National Treasury and Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation. However, in the 2015-16 year, this is not done, not developed, it's currently not rolled out to the provinces. So the fear from our side is going to be that each province is going to report differently, and we will not for this year be able to show how we've actually contributed to the bigger picture. I know we did raise it with the portfolio committee chairperson, so I'm not quite sure what the way forward was from there, and perhaps today we can actually get some feedback on this. The lack of indicator descriptors for the 15-16 year will result in a negative reporting on probably what was actual service delivery. So we will not be able to see on paper what we actually did towards the final goal. So that's pretty much the impact that I wanted to get across. I think for me, at this point, this is probably the most serious concern that I have. I think that's it from my side. Thank you, Honourable Chairperson.
Thank you, AG's office. From your colleague, are there any additions?
Thank you, Chairperson. No additions at this stage. I think we're open to questions.
Thank you very much for the presentation. Okay, members, this is an opportunity time for us to raise questions of clarification, having received the comprehensive presentation. It's open for members to...
Thanks very much. And thank very much for the presentation. I'm not sure if it was comprehensive, though. I think it was It was good at presentation, but I think to let in to help us if there was a deal of mutually. You know, I think there are statements that you're making, like for example, the use of justice, the repetition, and also reporting the issue of the NDP, which when one looks at this presentation, it's difficult. I'm trying to think, because the NDP is not a big document, it's quite a big document. Try to follow which areas do you see inconsistencies, especially when you look at the 2020 meeting for the NPP. I think the bullet helped us in order to be able to engage with this. So for me, that's one aspect. And then, because these slides are not numbered, I think the first slide the second slide. Slide 4. Okay, right. And that's the point there. You think a number of planned targets do not meet the SMART criteria as required by the national standards. And obviously also to assist us as a committee when we do all the department to account. I'm trying to think, if you could just give us an example of some of the targets that you consider not to have been in line with the past criteria that you referred, I think we'll assist that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Just briefly on my part, I'll just ask to know the extent or the impact of these inconsistencies which are indicated, especially this on this slide of 2014-15, and also the response. Well, on this part of impact and extent, my reference is to when they interact with the department, whether there is an indication that this can be corrected and within a manageable time, and that also what would be the impact and extent of the existing situation. That includes now the response from the department, because they would indicate that they will be able to do this thing. Thank you.
Honorable Lepam.
Thank you, Chair. And I must recognize the presentation. Thank you for it. And its brevity is quite encouraging, because it means we're not going to sit here until 1 o'clock. Unlike Mr. Honorable Ghana, who wants a huge document, I prefer this shorter one. Thank you. Having identified the inconsistencies, what have you done about it? Has the department been informed of the inconsistencies, and what was the response like, if you have any yet? And also, you are talking of a lack of understanding. The lack of understanding, how have you remedied it, having identified it? And also, did you find out the reason why these targets were not met? Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Members. After the first round of questions, I'll allow the AGs to respond. Then I'll take the second round of questions if there are any. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. If I can start. We do have some action examples.
Sorry, Honorable Shelembe. I'm sorry, Honorable Shelembe. My apologies. Sounds not intentional, Honorable Shelembe.
Thank you, Chairperson Nyabonga, your unconditional apology. Well, I'm looking to the customized indicators. I just want to know the willingness and cooperation from the department. How are they responding to you? Because it's clear that what you are seeing in provinces that the delivery does not take place, and as members of parliament myself are the consequences. So I just want to know from you, what is the, do you see any willingness and cooperation, and also that 2015 and 2016 no customers indicators are available. How are they acting at your department? Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Shalembe, in that order, thank you.
Thank you, we do have some examples, so I think Marisha can get that and quickly share some of the examples. But if there's a need after that, I think we can also prepare a document with examples. We also just need to indicate that some of them the department actually did respond to. So if we can prepare a document, we can also give the indication where our findings were corrected. So if we can, if you have it, then can talk to some of the examples.
You can post the floor here. Thank you.
Thank you, wonderful chairperson. To respond to, for example, the inconsistencies and the target not being smart question that came from the honourable member. I can take you to, for example, on the draft APP or the draft the APP 1516 that's currently in place. On program 2, program 3, and program 4, we noted, for example, there were instances in program 2, the strategic objectives as for the annual plan will state, I'm going to do a rewind for example, develop a monitoring and support program for municipalities that have been accredited, and then this objective would not be included in the strategic plan. So, clear inconsistency. And then just to highlight another one, for example, on program 3, in the strategic plan, we would have a objective that says implement projects that ensure the partial social and economic integration, and then this objective would not be present in the annual performance plan. So clear inconsistency on that. Response to the finding that management did know this. But in terms of targets not being smart, I actually would like to prepare a document for you because this is quite lengthy. But just to give you an example, if you'd like. So the smart criteria is obviously specific, measurable, relevant, time-bound, so on and so on. I've got on page 28 of the APP, strategic objective 3, establish transactional support for affordable housing markets. That's the objective. The indicator then says estate agencies operating in an affordable housing market, that's the indicator, and then your target supporting the indicator says percentage increase of estate agencies operating in an affordable housing market. So we're saying it's not smart because the percentage is not specified. What percentage? Okay. By how much in terms of the percentage? By an increase, do you mean 1% or 5% or 100% or so? For example, I can actually prepare, I can forward the funding that we raised with all the examples to the portfolio committee. I'll do that. I know the honourable members have answered your question.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm thinking on the agent. I think you want to add that.
Thank you, Chair. I think we're done with the examples. If we can then concur that we will rather than prepare a document with more detailed findings in terms of the findings on SMART and the specific findings on inconsistency. And unless the committee would like us to share more examples at the moment. Yes.
Okay, thank you for the responses. I'll allow on the second round, firstly, start with the members that have not been given opportunity yet.
Sorry, Chair, that was only answering the first the first question to give some examples. I think the second question was in terms of the extent and the impact of the inconsistencies, specifically 1415 and 1415 that we're currently in. Unfortunately, and as Richard said, we do this review before the annual plan and the strategic plan is being approved so that we can identify these inconsistencies and where indicators are not small, so that there is an opportunity to correct it before it is being tabled. Because that process has been concluded and we completed the year under review, the 14-15 year, we will have to now audit that and see what is the impact. So we will have to make an assessment to see whether it falls down a certain percentage and whether it will be a qualification or whether it's not material. So we will have to make that assessment. But for the ones that we've raised, there won't be an opportunity now to go and correct it because the year has already been completed.
To add on to what Cornelia stated as well, where for the 14-15 year we've had inconsistencies between the APP and the quarterly report. The reason why we actually go and also review those is to highlight that there is an internal control deficiency. So the control that's in place to prepare the quarterly report, clearly there's a deficiency between the review happening to check that the two documents are aligned. And the reason why I want to highlight this at this stage is that before the annual report is prepared, management needs to stop and assess where the deficiency is and actually correct it to make sure that there's no inconsistencies between your APP and your annual report, because that, if it is material, will result in a qualification.
Thank you, Chair. Then the next question was in terms of what happened to the inconsistencies and the process that has been followed. The normal process and what we would like to do to add the value is to receive the APP before it is approved. So then we identify the inconsistencies, we identify the indicators that is not smart, it's been communicated, and then the department has the opportunity to correct that before they actually go in. For the 14-15 financial year, we didn't have had that opportunity to review it before it was approved. So we only confirmed the inconsistencies or identified the inconsistencies during the audit that we did now during the interim audit. For the 15-16, the process followed. We identified it, we communicated, and the department had the opportunity to collect before approval. I think we still need to confirm to what extent everything has been addressed. But that was the process that we followed. There was just a lack of understanding. And Larissa can add, but as we've mentioned, the DDG position for strategic operations was vacant for quite some time. And I mean, for me, everything starts with leadership, the tone of things, the guidance and direction that is being given by the person in the position of the DDG. And hopefully with this position now being filled, there will be a person that can give that guidance, that can make sure that the understanding is being developed, that necessary training is being obtained, so going forward to fill that gap. And then maybe if we can just respond to the customized indicators.
Sure. Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Also, just to add to the lack of understanding, you must acknowledge that in a service delivery department, and especially one of this magnitude, to have a vacant position in your strategic planning is actually quite detrimental. The requirements in terms of the framework, I mean, it's quite substantial. And I think this is really where we're coming from when we say there is a lack of understanding, because there's no leadership or no guidance coming from one person to say everybody must do this. And without that DDG position, the department has actually suffered a bit. So we're very pleased to hear that the position has been filled, and we look forward to positive results from it.
I'm noting that members that they want to make follow up questions. Let's go to the last question and then we'll come back.
Okay. In terms of the customized indicators and the willingness and cooperation from the department, unfortunately, between our Office of the Auditor General, and the office from the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation, we both could not identify where the root cause from the lack of customized indicators comes from. We do know the department does not have them. Both officers are aware of it, but nobody at the department can actually give us a clear-cut answer as to why were they not developed, why did the national department not develop these indicators, and who was responsible for giving the decision. So it is concurrent with our office and the Office of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation. Remember, the customized indicators have to be consulted as well. Before the indicators are rolled out to provinces. So don't know if the answer is your question. Yeah, maybe it's perhaps an apartment can have some answer.
And then let's have a second round of questions. If there are any, and if those new questions doesn't cover the follow up questions, we'll come back for the follow up questions. Whether it's a member, whether it's a member.
Thank you, sir. I join those honorable members that appreciated the input. It's always the guarantees of receiving our attention when it is brief. And we also appreciate that you were able to explain where we needed more info. It also allowed us time to go back to ABPs and read for ourselves and use you to be our eyes. You have read it as the 2 points as that where we need to look at. From where it is, I think we must appreciate the report. I think it assists us because the Office of the Auditor General is helping us to do our work. It's not really doing our work. It's helping us to do our work. So I think we must appreciate and want them to do the complete work for us. Otherwise, there will be honorable members. It is us who are honorable members. They have done their part. From my side, I think we must appreciate it. Thanks.
Honorable Baker.
Thank you, Chair. With regard to the customized indicators, I'm trying to understand. Please help me. This is obviously a top-down process from national to provincial. And as you say in your report, it has a negative impact on service delivery directly. What then happens, because this is obviously not a new process. This is something that happens annually. So with this gap from national to provinces, what is then the effect on the planning in the provinces? What kind of, has there been any data of what effect has it had on the planning or the ability of the provinces to their plan accordingly? And was this then not highlighted in the provinces? Surely there must have been some kind of red flags going up prior to the AG's review. Thanks.
Honorable Kurai.
Thanks, sir. Let me also agree with the sensitivity of the good presentation. But I just wanted to find out from the AG side, what is the root cause of this non-compliance? Unless I'm lost here, if you have just explained.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, before the two offices, Office of the AG, Office of Monitoring and blah blah, after getting all these things, are you going back to the panel before you came to this, to come to us? Or is that answer before you can go to the department? What is the road so that you should actually be able to direct the question directly where it's supposed to go? Because you are now asking you the questions that to me we're supposed to ask the department. Because they are, that's the one who's supposed to come back. Those are the concerns. Sorry, sir, we have asked there and I didn't hear you.
Thank you, members. At least, and then I'll come back to follow up questions. You can respond.
Right. Thank you, Chairperson. To answer your question on the customized indicators, if it is a top-down approach from the national department to the provincial department to give them guidance, how the process works basically is everybody sits in the room, the national, So national department, provincial department, everybody sits in a room, they agree what the indicators would be, the customized indicators. Because remember, every year you have different targets you need to meet in terms of your MPSF. So this is where the guidance comes down, and then with consultation with Treasury and DPME, once they agree with what the customized indicators are for the sector, this gets rolled out to your provinces. I don't know if Nathan, correct me if I'm wrong though. I think in terms of the impact on the provinces, we're going to look at each province reporting differently, hopefully on the same item. So, for example, perhaps in the MPSF we need to build a table or a house, one house or one big house, but each province will probably not, they probably have done their part, we don't know. But how are they reporting on it? Because there's no real guidance or alignment on what they're trying to report on or what is the ultimate picture for the year. That's the fear. So maybe we did achieve it for the year as a sector, but there's no evidence or reporting or guidance there on what you should be doing. That's the fear. Or maybe we just didn't hold the house and nobody knew from day one. So that is the negative impact that this has, because there's no guidance or there's no clear path forward. This is what we need to do as a sector to achieve our ultimate goal. Hope that answers it. And then the question on the root causes. May I ask Honourable Chairperson, non-compliance with which item specifically? Is it the framework as a whole, or is it the customized indicators?
Your mic is unchecked.
Sorry. Because it's non-compliance with the National Federal Framework.
Thank you.
The non-compliance that we noted are very specific to your, for example, your technical indicator descriptions not being complete. So National Treasury's framework states that a technical indicator description needs to meet certain criteria, needs to have a definition. I'm just speaking off the top of my head now, there's quite a few. For example, it needs to be a source that's clearly documented, it needs to be a method of calculation, and then a time frame, and then, for example, how are you going to report it annually, quarterly? So everybody knows when they look at this, this is exactly how we're going to achieve this indicator. So when I say that there are non-compliances with the framework, and as the examples I've shown earlier, there would be an indicator, a definition, but then it won't show the method of calculating the percentage. It will just say percentage. So you don't know what the denominator or what the numerator would be to get to your percentage. And that ambiguity then opens up a whole lot of kind of worms, because you might report differently to what I might report because it's not clear. And that's where the non-compliances come from, because had you actually had you complied with what Treasury said to do, you wouldn't have this miscommunication. Remember, what Treasury is trying to achieve at the end of the day is to have as accurate and complete reporting on your predetermined objectives. And the moment there's misalignment, we cannot bench reliance on the completeness and accuracy of it.
Thank you, Chair. If I can just add, in terms of the customized indicator, there's no legal requirement for customized indicators. It's correct. It's not a first year. It has been a practice for a couple of years to have customized indicators, but there's no legal requirement to have that. I think we need to stand back and say it's a bigger purpose and a bigger intent with customized indicators, because we don't want to sit in 10 years' time and then say, you know what, every province worked in their own direction and we didn't achieve what we set out as a country to achieve for this portfolio and for the sector.
Thank you. There was a follow-up question raised by Honourable Bang.
Thank you, Chair. Maybe I'm the one who's not understanding. Have you got a template you are giving to the department as to what has got to be done in order for them to follow what is expected of them? Secondly, how do you label people as non-understanding when the principal who's supposed to be making them understand, when that post is not filled? Because I would expect that if there is no one to do the job, you don't blame the student for not knowing the work when the educator is not there.
Honourable Ghana, earlier on you indicated as if you wanted to make a follow-up, or it's been covered.
There was a commitment from the AG to give us that list. So after that commitment was made, I had to draw.
Thank you. Honourable Papa.
Okay.
Now, I'm interested in the now working together of the AG's office and the department, because I know for a fact that maybe after the management letter, there would have been indications that the department has understood this, and the department is likely or able, maybe it's possible for them to correct the things. That is what I'd like to be happy with. Thank you.
Thank you, honorable members and the AG's office, we have noted your concerns and some reservations that you have alluded to. Some are documented here on your executive summary presentation, and some you alluded to when you're presenting. And I hope the department was noting those, because they will have to answer on those and will respond on those next week when we meet with the department on the portfolio committee meeting on Tuesday. And if there is no other Sorry, you still have to respond to the follow-up questions. Thanks.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. To answer the question on the framework, the framework has, accompanying the framework, there are a number of initiatives that give detailed guidelines and on how to perform each activity. The initiatives to the framework. Yes. So if you actually download the framework on National Treasury website, you'll see a little accompanying it a whole list of initiatives giving detailed examples, an example of a department, and they show you how to develop each one. That as well, and now that the focus has been handed over to the Department of Planning, Monitoring, and Evaluation, they also issue guidance on how to develop the APCs and the strategic plan. And also, they do the early review as well in August and November on the annual performance plan to assist departments as well. So they also have experts on hand as well assisting departments to draft their annual performance plan. So there is quite a bit of guidance, and also the initiative from our office as well to do an early review to assist departments. I think just to touch on your comment about the educator and the student, I think to add on to that, if there's no educator, the student won't know. And I mean, I'm not blaming the student for not knowing. It's just a statement to say, as it sort of feels that this is a lack. And I completely agree with you. If there's no educator, the student won't know. And I think that was a perfect example of what happened in the department. So I do not blame them. It's just the vacancy that probably had such a negative effect on the department, and we do hope for positive results to come through for the upcoming fall. To answer the question on the relationship between the AG and the department, honourable member, we have actually noticed what we do appreciate is that we do raise a finding. Management does make an effort to make corrections, and they do make an effort to follow up and to give us report back. For example, in the last 15-16 APP, initially there were no technical indicator descriptions, and management did make an effort to produce them and give them to us by the 6th of March, hopefully that we will be able to review it. So there is a very good working relationship where we do make recommendations. They are, I am aware that there are capacity constraints, so hopefully the issues will be resolved in the future.
Any additional? Thank you very much for the presentation. Having said that, I hope the department was noting, but if there is any issue that they would like to raise now, but really the opportunities is next week. Department, anything that you'd like to raise today?
Thank you, Chair. Most of the issues that have been raised here, we will respond to them next week. We've had a series of meetings with the AG. There are areas where we don't agree with them. There are areas where we take full responsibility and we agree with them, and we'll identify those areas and we'll present that to you. I must say that we're looking at three documents, not just two. We're looking at the NTSF, we're looking at the strategy plan, we're looking at the APV. all the 65 indicators that you have in the APP are reflected, a reflection of what is in the MTSF. So I think the problem that occurred in the draft stage was aligning the three documents. For instance, they have mentioned the point about having some indicators in the strategic plan, but not having them in the APP or vice versa. But you will notice that all of those indicators that are in the APP or strategic plan, they are in the MTSF. So the alignment is only between the two documents. It's not between the APP and the MTSF, because I think those two are aligned. But we will explain all of these. I think we'll also respond to the structural issues within the department. I think the issues that we raised about how we're managing this, the vacancies, for instance, the position of the GDG strategy and planning. That is a line function position. And line function cannot be driving corporate targets. And I think we had a challenge in the way the organization was aligned in the last 5-year term of government. And we're correcting that, and we'll demonstrate it to you how it's being corrected. We have 65 indicators, and I must say that not all of them are not smart. I think the majority of the 65 indicators are very smart. I made a joke to the colleagues from the AG last week when we met, and I said, AG has mattered the art of generalization. We need to look at each and every one of those 65 indicators, because I'm of the view that the majority of them are smart. What we've been doing, it is important to state this, because as we speak, the team is literally provinces at the airport. They're discussing the non-financial targets that we set for ourselves and how we will conduct those provinces. I think the biggest challenge over the years is that to focus more on business plan, which is program 3 of the APP. Now, the ADTs are made up of 5 programs, program 1, program 2, program 3, program 4 and program 5. Some of the targets that the grant buys, the candidate which is first to provinces, some of the targets are not in program 3. So I think our approach as the department wanted to take full responsibility for that. Our approach as the department was simple to focus on program 3. In Sri language, we simply focused on what the grant buys. We don't look at all the other programs. For instance, program 1 is about the institutional capacity, the administrative soundness of the organization, issues about clean audit. Program 2 is about future plans, is about policies. Program 3 is about the house, the brick and mortar, the targets that we deliver every year. And that's where the bulk of the budget goes. And then program 4 is about data, is about land acquisition and other targets. So our challenge is that we have been very minimalistic in our approach, and we will demonstrate that next week when we present our sponsors to the AG. Thank you, Chair.
With the present setup, it's a little bit challenging because when the ages of it make it the thing, they make it and then they leave. They pass the 12 applications, they leave. And then on the other day, the department comes in, and in that day, the ages normally is not in attendance. And then they respond. And they, I hope you see some other day where the powers be to make arrangements where the agents report and the department are able to clarify and respond and clarify certain measures in attendance of the agents, so that in future the agents as well can, in some areas, change the approach as well as the department is expected to make changes. And I think that would have been a great deal, because a number of years would find it complaints that the departments are not agreeing, the provinces are not agreeing on certain extent, the metros, the municipalities are not agreeing on certain things. Somewhere, somehow, we must find a way of being in one room with the members of the portfolio committee and be able to discuss, so that the members also are able to say in the present. The presence of both the AG's office and the department, the members are able to say, we criticize this, but also guide on this and that, and that on this approach, and that we think it can assist us moving forward. Having said that, thank you very much, and the AG's office and the department, you can put themselves on the meeting, and I'm glad
they call you through about the building so that you can put the data through.
Thank you.